Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Oakdale Middle School Gymnasium for a 6A doubleheader. Well, at least the first half of a doubleheader as the Grants Pass boys square off against the Black Tornado here. We're on a little bit later than we had anticipated. Well, the JV game had the audacity to go into double overtime. One of the best JV games we've seen in a long time. And the Grants Pass JVs came out on the short end of that one. I think it was 68-64. That's close. At any rate, so that's where we're at right now. And if you've been a long time Caveman fan, this is the old South Middle, or this is the old South High School Gymnasium. South used to play their games here in this gymnasium, and it's very familiar if you've been here before, but that's been some time ago, of course. So that's where we're at right now. The reason for that, of course, is the collapse of the roof on North's main gym at their high school. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're at right now. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby, featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Time now for a word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, every game has been the next game has been the most important one, and this certainly looms that way.
Yeah, this one's, we don't win, we don't make playoffs. So basically, every game that we play, obviously, is a very, very big one for us. We got to make sure that the things that we didn't execute versus Sheldon that we do this evening. I feel like if we can do a little bit better job on rebounding and limiting, they're a little bit smaller than Sheldon. So, you know, limiting turnovers once again and making sure our rebounds are on point is what we'll be looking for.
A little bit out of your normal routine and in a place that none of these young men have played in before. I don't know if you played here before or not. Have you been in this gym before?
Yep. When South Medford used to play here, right. we definitely played here against South Medford all the time.
I thought you were younger than that, Coach.
No. Almost 50, Chuck.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what you need to do to win tonight. You said rebounding, turnovers, both of those things. You rely on defense heavily. Any changes there?
No, the defense stuff's going to stay the same. We did introduce a new defensive thing that we'll probably try to use tonight to speed up the game just a little bit, and we'll see how that goes this evening when we do that.
All right. What about your players now? You've had an extra day of practice this week because the routine is different. Has that helped?
Yeah. The first day, President's Day, we were able to just get lots of shots up, get our shots flowing, and then yesterday we just did a lot of focusing on North Med, and so hopefully we'll be able to. We watched film on them, saw what we did wrong the first time we played them, and the adjustments that we need to make.
All right, well, we'll talk about North Medford when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now, we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will restore your vehicle, but take care of you.
North Bedford Black Tornado. First time you played them back in January. I think that was the first game that Brunner was back, was it not? He was certainly not up to par.
No, he was. I think the boys were waiting for him to take over the game like he usually does, and he wasn't ready to do that, being his first game back and stuff like that. So, you know, that was probably the biggest thing for him, was that he needed to be able to understand, you know, what he could do, what he couldn't do. But, yeah, that was Brunner's first game back, and, you know, that was kind of the building block of what we did right after that.
All right. So you've talked about some of the things you did wrong against North Medford. How have you fixed those for tonight? What can we look for?
Offensively, it's just executing. We have a rough time executing some of our plays, you know, getting easier shots for us on the offensive side. Defensively, there was just a lot of middle drives that we usually try not to allow. And so hopefully we fix those in practice, and that will be a little bit different of a result this evening.
Jordan Rosette has been taking a real pounding underneath the boards, and that's affected his shot inside. He can hit the outside shot, great free-throw shooter, but inside, shots are rolling off the rim when he's a foot away.
Yeah, Jordan and I have talked a lot about, you know, why some of those shots don't go in relationship to his release and stuff like that, but... You know, Jordan, you know, if you ever watch highlights of Shaquille O'Neal, you know, Shaquille got beat up all the time. And I do feel like Jordan, you know, sometimes no matter where we're playing, that the referees would like to see him play through some of that contact, because he is a bigger kid. And so, you know, that's part of it. And the other part is just how he's releasing the ball and where his body is squared up to the rim. Hopefully tonight we'll see some of those easier ones go down, get him on track to where he's able to get the ball rolling and feeling a lot more comfortable.
Right. Once again, we said he takes a lot of beating into there. Is he at a position right now where he's starting to dish it out?
He's getting a little bit more frustrated that some of those calls are definitely not happening. But, you know, we have to win games on our own and making sure that we do our job in, you know, finishing through contact. A lot of it is his footwork around the rim and understanding how to, you know, how to finish when the contact comes. And, you know, if he learns that, he could probably up his, you know, points per game by about 8 to 10 points.
Yeah. Sometimes we forget he's still just a sophomore, yeah. Although he's got tons of experience already. Still just a sophomore. All right, Coach, one thing you need to do to win tonight?
Make buckets.
Make buckets. Okay, we got that one thing out of the way. We have to score points. Anyone in particular in that Medford lineup you want to take away from them?
You know, they have three guys that we'll keep an eye on. The guy that scored the most points for them last time, I believe, is Curtis. We'll try to make him uncomfortable tonight, see what we can do to get the ball out of his hands. And then try to allow certain other guys beat us on the floor.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you tonight. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman Timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all: doors, windows, lumber, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply, starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cayman, wearing number 3, averaging just over 20 points a game, hitting 80% of his free throws. Peyton Brunner coming in at 6'3". He is a senior. The second leading scorer on the Grants Pass Cayman, also starting tonight, wearing number 23. As Jordan Rosette, averaging almost 16 points a game, hitting almost 70% of his free throws. He comes in at 6'5". Once again, he's a sophomore. had wearing number one, working the point guard. He's a tremendous defender. Is Zach Deschain averaging a little over 8 points, or just under 8 points a game, but he's hitting 88% of his free throws. He's a 5'9 senior. Also getting the start tonight, a 6-foot freshman wearing number 11 is James Traylor, averaging just between 2 and 3 points per game. Traylor's averaging 57 points. He is a great leaper and a great defender. And the final starter tonight for the Grants Pass came in wearing number 4 is Kingston Connolly, averaging almost 7 points a game, hitting 60% of his free throws. He is a 6'2" junior. Well, those are the starters for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. We'll run down what we think will happen with the Black Tornado right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Now, anticipated starters for the Black Tornado tonight, and you heard head coach Jesse say they've got three. The first three that we're going to talk about are those three top scorers for the Black Tornado. Wearing number 11, a 6'3 senior, is Nate Anderson. Last game, he had 9 points against Grants Pass. Wearing number 4 is Tate Snyder. He was the leading scorer in that game for the Black Tornado, and putting up 10 points. Hit 4 out of his 4 free throw attempts. He is a 6-foot senior. Another senior at 5'11", wearing number 3, hit 9 points in that previous game in January. That's Easton Curtis. A 6'2 junior also started that game. That's Traeger Healy. And a 6'2 senior also got the start of that game. That's Keenan Stewart. So those are the top five. Those were the starters in Grants Pass back in January. Well, those are the starting lineups as we know them right now. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming. And, well, you heard head coach Jesse when we asked, what's the key to winning tonight? He said buckets. That's the first time he's ever mentioned offense through this season to us when what he needs to do to win. You always need to put up more points, of course, than the other team. However, he has always stressed defense and rebounding and turnovers. That has been his mantra for as long as we've had an association as he's been head coach here at Grants Pass High School. Now, for him to say buckets, he's looking for some offense here. I think more offense from, the top two scorers, of course, are Bruner and Rosetta. We talked briefly about Rosetta. He's still capable of putting the ball through the hole a lot. But he's going to look for some extra offense from the areas of Zach Deschain. He could certainly hit the three. He could hit in double figures, has done that before several times. Kingston Connolly also capable of hitting in double figures. Connolly also a great rebounder and defender. And coming off the bench, Tim Hart, a three-point specialist, has more three-point shots than anybody else on the team right now. But that seems to be his bailiwick, although he will rebound and defend. So those are the keys to tonight's game. If the Cavemen can put enough balls through that hole, that 18-inch hole, got a shot here. Now, we talked about this being the Cavemen's last opportunity to really get into the playoffs. Looks like they're out of third place. They're currently in fifth place, I think a game behind. Well, let's just pull that out and get it correct so that we don't mislead you. The Cavemen are 5-5 in conference. They trailed South Medford and South Eugene, who are each at 5-4. The Caymans win tonight, they would be 6-5 with one game to go. The key here is strange scheduling this year because the Caymans have one more game to go. That'll be next Tuesday when they go into the Eugene area to face Willamette. Willamette doesn't have a great RPI, so even a win there might not put them over the top. Now, the last game, the Caymans went in ranked 32nd. That will get you into the playoffs. They lost that game to Sheldon. Close game. Had the lead in the fourth quarter, but lost it at the free throw line in the closing minutes. And interestingly enough, they improved in the statewide rankings up to 31st from 32nd. Now, how does that happen? Well, those rankings are a mathematical formula, and it's based on how all of your other opponents do. And if one opponent moved from a losing record to a winning record, that will affect it, and it doesn't matter where that was. So those are some of the strange reasons why people kind of get a confused look when we talk about the rankings, but that's how it works. And interestingly enough, at the end of the year, usually you get the best teams out there. But the Caymans struggle, of course, not having Bruner on in the first part of the conference season for about the first half. In fact, the first time he came back was against the Black Tornado, and he was not at 100%. So all of that being said, we've got more to talk about, and we'll do that when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
All right, a couple of further notes here. Once again, the Caymans wrap up their regular season schedule next Tuesday at Willamette. The rankings do not close until the 28th of February, so that could have an effect on it if other teams reverse going from winning teams to losing teams, vice versa. All of that will affect your RPI ranking. So that's the situation. Basically, it's the Caymans win and get a shot at some playoffs, or lose and go home tonight. So that's probably what the Caymans are looking at right now. So we'll see what happens when they come out. They feel confident coming into this game. There's no question about that. They feel like a couple of games got away from them early on, particularly with Bruner either not up to full strength or missing almost the first half of the conference season. So all that being considered, we've got a basketball game tonight coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on KAJO Radio. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up for you right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. About a minute now before we get things underway. The Pep Band here sounding pretty good tonight for the Black Tornado. And we're getting very, very close to getting this one underway as the clock begins to tick down the final seconds coming up. Once again, we'll be on the road next Tuesday night is the schedule right now. We'll move into Eugene to bring you the Willamette game, final game of the season, regular season for the Grants Pass Caveman. And we'll just keep our fingers crossed for anything happening after that. We will mention that the girls are scheduled to host a home playoff game March 4th at Heater Newman Gym. There's been speculation that we may cover that game. I don't have a firm confirmation on that yet, but I expect we will. But once again, that's not a firm confirmation at this point. So be advised, But again, the Lady Cavers playing the game following this. They're scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight. And since we're about 20 minutes behind, you figure that'll be closer to 8 o'clock. Here's the PA announcer taking control of the gymnasium. Now we're real close to getting this one underway. People are coming to their feet. We're about ready to get the national anthem done here. And as we do the national anthem, we'll ask that you indulge us here, since we are unable to bring you that live with any great fidelity. We'll pause. We'll be right back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger's over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now, we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Final strains of the national anthem here being performed by the Black Tornado Pep Band. We're just about ready to get some basketball underway here, folks. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass. Glad to have you with us tonight. About to have the introduction players. So, for the Grants Pass Caveman, they'll be introduced first. Number one, Zach DeShane, being introduced. Of course, the Caveman in their traveling blues tonight. DeShane has that right support stocking on his right leg. Peyton Bruner being introduced. Then Kingston Connolly coming onto the floor. Jameis Traylor. And number 23, Jordan Rosetta. So those are the starters of the Grants Pass Caveman. No surprises there. We'll see if our anticipation was anywhere close to wreck for the Black Tornado. Number three, being introduced, Easton Curtis coming onto the floor. And number four, Tate Snyder being introduced tonight. And number five is Traeger Healy. And number 10 is Kaden Stewart. And number 11, Nate Anderson. Well, we were lucky. So we hit five out of five there. We'll move to the center of the court. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight for a Wednesday night. A little out of the ordinary for people, but good crowd here to support the Tornado. Caveman move into the center circle right now. Peyton Bruner at 6'3", well jump setter. He's squaring off against, looks like Anderson, who is at 6'3". So they're eyeball to eyeball anyway. We know Bruner has great leaping ability. They're chatting right now, saying, where's a good place for pizza after this? Well, we'll let that one go by. Obviously, it's Abby's. All right. The official makes sure everybody knows which direction you're going. Ball high in the air and controlled in the backcourt to Rosetta. Off to Keenly, back to DeShane. And DeShane walks across the center court line. Comes to the right-hand side quickly to Traylor. Traylor, wing right. In high pass to Rosetta. Pumps once, goes hard to the glass, hits up and good. And Rosetta hits the first two of the basketball game for the Cavemen. Hit the backcourt, full court pressure by the Cavemen. Ball comes in to Snyder. Lead pass across the timeline, right-hand side. Ball slapped away into the backcourt. There's a race for it. DeShane wins that race, lays one up. That's off, no good. Whistle stops the action. Think he's going to the free throw line. So foul going to be called on as traffic clears. Foul called on Snyder. Snyder will pick up his first of the basketball game and going to the free throw line. Zach DeShane, an 88.8% free throw shooter for his first points in the basketball game. Well, DeShane waits for the basketball. That bounces to him. Young man wipes his hands. One, two, dribbles, spins the ball on his hands. Up, shot. Hits the front of the iron off. No good. That's unusual. He'll refocus. Senior provides a lot of leadership on the floor. And at 5'9", he'll get the big guy's attention. Shot is up, rattled it in, and this one's good. So it's 3-0 right now. Grants Pass with the early lead. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. A zone trap in the backcourt there. Ball comes over left-hand side quickly to Snyder. Snyder, lead pass up left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson to the free throw line. Kicks the ball out front again to Snyder. On the drive, Snyder into the paint. Looks around. He's surrounded by Bruner. Turns, shoots over him. It's off. No good. Rebound tipped away by Connolly to Traylor. Traylor crosses the timeline. Right front court. Goes right-hand side to Bruner. Little pass down low to Rosetta. Deflected and picked up on the fly by Snyder. Snyder hands the ball right-hand side to Stewart. Stewart drives. Kicks the ball into the corner for three. Off. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Probably off for Bruner. It's... Oh, no. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Inbounds from the end line. Far into the floor. Inbounds comes to DeShane. DeShane saunters down the floor. Crosses right at the center of the timeline. On the wing left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly, bullet pass, high post to Bruner. Bruner elevates from the free throw line, misses everything. All right, well, you can take that one back. That's a mulligan. 6:42 on the clock, 3-0 Grants Pass here in the first period. Coming to you from North Bedford. Ball comes up quickly to Anderson. Anderson right-hand side to Snyder. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and good by Stewart. And Stewart hits the first 2 points for the Black Tornado. And it's 3-2. Grants pass by one. And with the basketball in Traylor's hands, ball comes up right-hand side to DeShane. Back out front to Connolly. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner, left side. Takes, drives, gets into the paint. Surrounded, triple team. Ball comes back out to DeShane for three. Top of the key. Bounces three times. Bounce and then rolls off. Rebound, Rosetta. Ball slapped out of his hands, and I think he was fouled. He'll go to, I don't know if he'll go to the free throw line or not. Didn't look like it. Foul called on number 11. That's Anderson. Anderson will pick up his first second team foul this period on the Tornado. Inbounds play from the end line coming from Rosetta. Looped into Bruner away on left wing. Ball comes right hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta in the paint, drawing a double team. Spins to the left. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound taken down again by Snyder. Snyder, lead pass down the left hand side. Slapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Connolly was there to contest it. I believe it came out off the hands of Stewart. But Grants Pass with a 1-point lead, 3-2. And the basketball in the backcourt as DeShane walks it down for Grants Pass. Double high post for the Cavemen with Traylor and Rosetta working those. Ball right-hand side on the wing to Bruner. Bruner to the top of the key. Backs away, looks for a loop. Down low then to Rosetta. Right-hand side just outside the paint. Rosetta Bala out front quickly. To no one, but it's saved by DeShane. DeShane comes back left-hand side to Bruner in the corner for three. This one rolls off, no good. Long rebound comes to Traylor, right-hand side. Traylor back to Rosetta, and Rosetta buries the three. So Rosetta now has 5 points, and the Grants pass is six. It's 6-2. And the backcourt ball finally into the hands of Snyder again. Snyder, long pass down right-hand side. Man elevates 10 feet, gives a rile right back to Anderson. Shot is up and good. Anderson gets his first two. And it's 6-4, 5:08 showing on the clock here, first period action. As DeShane into the forecourt, goes left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly back right-hand side to Traylor, corner right to DeShane. Out on the wing, out front then high post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a cutter, can't find one, puts the ball on the floor himself, shovels outside to Bruner. Bruner looks for the timeline, or looked for room along the baseline and travel, trying to get there. Turns the ball over, it's 6-4, Grants Pass. 4:49 showing on the clock, first period action. Coming to you on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes quickly to Snyder. Then back left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson into the forecourt, left-hand side, gives it out on the wing, then back out front to Anderson. Anderson comes back, gives the ball up to Snyder, just outside that center circle. Ball to play, gets the Tornado reset. Ball goes right-hand side quickly to Snyder. Make that Anderson. Anderson out front has the ball almost slapped away. Connolly with a steal. Just out front of everybody goes. Delay, has the ball slapped out of his hands at the very end. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line as Conley looked to go to the bucket hard. Oh, it's going to be... It is going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds. McKittrick is in. And he gets... Rosetta inbounds. Alley-oop to Bruner. Didn't go. Rebound quickly to Tornado. Back on the attack, left-hand side. Curtis has the basketball. Slapped away. And with the steal is DeShane. DeShane back. Lee lays one up. That's good. And DeShane gets his first two. And it's 8-4. Grant's pass with a four-point lead. Snyder brings the ball across the timeline. Center court working on Bruner. Drives by Bruner. Gets into the paint. Underhanded layup goes up. And it's good. Snyder, 8-6, 3:51 showing on the clock. All right, DeShane walks the ball down, now gets the caveman reset. And out between the circles goes left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick pumps once, gives the ball up to Bruner. Right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly fakes once, has the ball slapped away. Back left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick to the top of the key and gives the ball left-hand side to DeShane on the wing, way outside. DeShane drives, elevates at the free throw line, shot is up, off the back of the iron, no good, tip up, still no good. Rebound controlled again by the Tornado. Ball comes up quickly to Snyder. Snyder slows it down in the backcourt, calls a play as he walks across the timeline right at center court. Bruner goes left-hand side quickly to Healy. Healy with the basketball, lobs it right-hand side. Three-point attempt, it's up and good for Snyder. Snyder has five in the basketball game, and it's 9-8, 3:01 showing on the clock. Long pass up right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick gets the ball inside. DeShane saves it, but after a bad pass, ball comes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner, corner right-hand side, attacks along the baseline. Backhanded layup is up and good, and Bruner has his first two of the basketball game, and it's an offensive contest so far. 10-9 here is the score. Grants pass up by one with 2:30 to play in the first quarter. Ball left-hand side quickly in the hands of Stewart. Lobs it right-hand side in the corner. Little head fake. Curtis kicks the ball out front to number four, Snyder. Snyder drives, pulls the ball down. Anderson goes back, comes to the glass, and it's good. And Anderson has four. And it's a seesaw affair so far, 11-10, 2:18 to play. High-scoring game so far. Ball comes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner head fake, goes behind the back, hands it off to McKittrick. McKittrick drives, penetrates, kind of hooks one up off glass, won't go. High for the rebound this time was Stewart. Lead pass down left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson goes around, Conley lays it up and in. And Anderson now has six in the basketball game. Grants pass down by three, 13-10. Frantic pace. Head coach Jesse calls timeout. A look at the scoreboard, 13-10 up on the board. A minute 54 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to tell you the first period is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving and Oil. Give them a call at Moser Paving. That's 479-2424 for chip seating, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Moser Paving. Jay Moser, well, thank you very much for your support of Caveman Sports here over the years. Back to action quickly. The Caveman put the ball in play in the hands of Conley. Forecourt, left-hand side, then to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor drives to the right-hand side, looks for room along the baseline, but draws a foul, I believe, from Snyder. That's the call, so Snyder will pick up his second of the basketball game, third team foul this period on the Tornado. Curtis got a little breather. He is back in on the floor now for the Tornado. McKittrick stays in for Grant's pass. He's there with Connolly. Out front then to Hart, left-hand side to McKittrick again for three. It's off, no good. Rebound pulled down quickly by Curtis. Curtis puts the ball on the floor himself into the forecourt, right-hand side. Out between the circles. Now Traylor comes after him. Bounce pass left-hand side to Scott. Scott with the basketball. Stolen away. Hart brings it back down for Grant's pass. Down the right-hand side. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Traylor. Traylor to Conley. Left-hand corner. Conley takes a step out to the wing. Feeds it high post to Rosetta. Rosetta spins. Gets the ball right-hand side to Traylor, who attacked the baseline. Kicks the ball way out front to the official, who doesn't play for anybody. Lets the ball go by into the stands. turns the ball over to the Tornado. Inbounds about halfway between the timeline and the end line, far into the court for them. Ball comes in easily to Scott. Scott into the forecourt. Feeds it high post to Anderson. Anderson spins. Goes right-hand side quickly to Curtis. Back out to Scott. To Curtis, right-hand side. Looks for the three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Pulls the ball down. Feeds it high post again to Anderson. At the end of the corner for three. This one's off. No good. For the rebound, it's Conley for Grants Pass. Hits the floor on the run and slows it down. Just shy of the timeline. Comes to the right-hand side. Picks up the dribble again. Goes back to the right-hand side. Out front to McKittrick. Left-hand side to Hart, who shoots the three off. No good. Rebound saved in by the Tornado. Flying down the right-hand side, and they're going to call Traylor for a foul. Trying to get the steal from behind. His first foul of the night and the first infraction of the Cavemen here in this period. 13-10 the score. Grants Pass down by three here early. 33.2 ticks left here in the first period. Anderson, along with Scott, comes into the forecourt. Final 30 seconds checking down. 22 seconds on the clock here. Drives to left-hand side. A little modified four corners out front. Finally, Conley comes after him. Gets a little pick. Moves off to the right-hand side. Scott finds a lane. Lays one up to in. And Scott finds two extra just before the buzzer. 5 seconds. Conley back with a basketball left-hand side. Surrounded, gets the ball stolen away. And at the buzzer, it's 15-10 at the end of the first period. Grants Pass trailing by five for the Black Tornado here at the Oakdale Middle School. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do it best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply. Creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Second period brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement, right at the top of the town on Northeast 7th Street, folks. And when it says home improvement, that means anything you need for your home, you'll find it there. Inbounds play for the Tornado. Comes into the backcourt quickly to Curtis. Ball slapped out of bounds, left-hand side. Bruner was there to contend. Inbounds play coming from Scott, left-hand side. About halfway between the timeline and the end line. Tornado's end of the floor. Ball out front quickly to Curtis. Left-hand side quickly to Scott. Scott across the top of the key to the right-hand side. Tries to penetrate at the free throw line. Lost the basketball momentarily. Picked it right back up. Goes right-hand side again to Curtis. Curtis right-hand side in the corner. Man drives along the baseline. Can't do anything with it. Kicks the ball back out to Anderson. Anderson hands the ball off quickly to Scott. Scott sees the lane again and drives. Kicks the ball left-hand side, though, to Curtis. Curtis gets it to fake. Kicks it right back out to Anderson, who follows him down the floor. And a tripping foul. He just fell over Tim Hart. So Hart will get the infraction. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Actually, the first this period. First on Hart. 7:24 on the clock. We're in period two. Caveman basketball here on KHAO, Grants Pass. Inbounds play from the inline for the Tornado. Coming from Scott. Scott lobs it way out front quickly. Gets the ball in the hands of Sawyer. Sawyer spins, comes back to left-hand side, back to the right-hand side, out front quickly to Curtis. Curtis between the circles working against DeShane. Drives left-hand side, tries to get by, then elevates 10 feet out. It's up and good. And Curtis gets his first field goal of the night. And the Grants Pass team down by 7 right now, 17-10. Need an answer. That ball is in the hands of DeShane, and he's looking to answer. Gets a pick out front from Bruner to the left-hand side. Gives the ball back to Rosetta. 4-3 from the top of the key, and he nails it. That's the second three of the night for Jordan Rosetta. He's got 8 points to lead Grants Pass scoring. It's 17-13 now. Ball out front in the hands of Curtis for the Tornado. Curtis out front, right front court, comes back left-hand side. Quickly to Sawyer. Back out front. Ball right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson drives, gets in the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side to Sawyer. Sawyer to the baseline. Takes the ball back out front to Scott. Scott has a lane again. Shoots over Rosetta. It's off. No good. High for the rebound. No, is Bruner. Bruner puts the ball on the floor himself. Lead pass up right-hand side to Rosetta. Stops on the wing. Right-hand side. Goes down low to Hart on the baseline. Hart tries to penetrate. Can't. Goes in down low then to Rosetta's double team down low. Looks for help. Gets the ball out left-hand side quickly to DeShane. DeShane head fakes. He penetrates. He's got room. Lays one up high off glass. Rolls off. Won't go. Rosetta comes down with a rebound. Tries to go back up with it. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be, could be one, any one of three. So it will go against Ray. First team foul this period on the Tornado at the free throw line. Mr. Rosetta. Here's the deep breath. Shot is up. Good follow through. Nothing but net. So Rosetta with 9 points is leading all scorers in the basketball game right now. 17-14 the score. Grants Pass down by three. One more shot coming for Jordan from the charity stripe. Two dribbles. Spins the ball. One, two more dribbles. Deep, three more dribbles. Now the deep breath. There it is. Shot is up. And good. Again, nothing but net. He's got 10 in the basketball game. He's in double figures. So the Cavemen looking for some extra offense tonight from other areas, I believe. Inbounds play in the backcourt against token pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Looks like about a 1-3-1 trap zone forming at the timeline. There's the trap. They throw over the trap quickly. Left-hand side. Ball in hands to number 5 on the corner for 3, and that's Healy. Healy gets a 3. And it's 20-15. Grants Pass down by 5. Lead pass up right-hand side to DeShane. He tries to answer the 3. Hits the side of the iron. Just off. No good. High for the rebound. Bringing it down was number 2, Sawyer. Got way up for that one. Ball was knocked out of bounds, though. It'll be Tornado ball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. Ball comes in to Sawyer. Sawyer in the backcourt. Little double team at the timeline. Hoops the ball up to the free throw line. Kicks the ball right-hand side. Back out front, right-hand side. So Ray on the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Curtis. Curtis, right front court, working against Traylor. Drives to right-hand side. Gets the free throw line. Floats one up from there. Loose basketball into the hands of Bruner. Bruner, 3-on-2 break. Comes right down the middle of the paint. Lays one over the front edge of the rim, and it rolls off. Could have been 2. On the drive, right-hand side, Scott. Scott goes down all the way, hard to the glass, and it rolls off. No good. High for the rebound is Connolly. Connolly hits the floor on the run. Turns and lets the traffic clear, slows it down, comes across the timeline, right front court. Out front with the basketball, moves left. To left front court, stops way outside. Got a double high post there, goes to Traylor at one of the posts, drives to right-hand side, tries to penetrate. Back out front then to McKittrick. McKittrick kicks the ball left-hand side to Connolly for 3 from the corner, just off, no good. Rebound taken down, but a loose basketball picked up by Traylor. Traylor stole it twice on the drive back right-hand side. Spins into the paint, kind of hooks one up, off no good. It was deflected. Whistle stops the action. Where's this one going? And so Connolly will get the infraction. Offensively, Grants Pass still down by 5, 20-15, 4:27 to play first half. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from Anderson. He's got Sawyer there with him. Sawyer with it. Goes back over to Anderson, back to Sawyer. Sawyer across the timeline, left-hand side, into the corner quickly to Scott. Scott trying to go by Connolly, and Connolly has picked up his second real quickly here. So Connolly will pick up his second, third team foul this period on the Cavemen. Inbounds play for the Tornado coming from the backcourt, or coming from the back line. Sawyer make that play. He'll break out of a formation and look for a little hustle. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Stewart. Stewart out front then to Scott. Scott with the basketball tries to get by. Traylor can't do it. Little elevates and whistle stops the action. Didn't see any indication. Just a turnover. Connolly gets the ball into DeShane. DeShane walks it down slowly. 4 minutes on the clock, and it's running here in the second half. Grants Pass down by 5, 20-15. DeShane left-hand side. Comes to right-hand side, a little alley-oop down to Bruner, and Bruner finds a way to put the ball through the hole, and he's got 4 points tonight. Get him hot, and the Cavemen are right back into it on the drive quickly. Number two, that's Sawyer coming down. Goes back right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson hands off to Curtis. Curtis back out front to Scott, or pardon me, to Sawyer. Out to Anderson. Anderson drives left-hand side. Shovels back out front to Scott, or drives. Shot is up. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Hits the floor on the run. Looking for a break. Comes down 3-on-3 to the right-hand side. Takes it all the way himself. Gets it up and in. And Rosetta finds another one. He's got 12 in the basketball game. 3:19 to play. It's 20-19. Grants Pass down by one. Scott has the basketball. Gives it back to Anderson. Anderson hands the ball off quickly to Stewart. Sawyer. Sawyer. Sawyer back left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson back out front. Between the circles then. To Sawyer. Left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson to the free throw line. Lobs it left-hand side. McKittrick had a shot at it. Into the paint. Shot is up. Deflected. And they're going to call Bruner for the travel. Actually, he hit the floor and slid on his behind, therefore the travel, with the ball in his hands. And the official is explaining that to him right now. Check that. It wasn't Bruner. It was Rosetta. 2:51 on the clock. 20-19. Grants Pass down by one. Tornado have the basketball there into the floor coming in from the end line. Sawyer will make that inbounds play as they break out of the formation at the free throw line, looking for help. Lobs it way out front to Anderson. Anderson high to control it. Turns, checks the defense. Comes back left-hand side to Sawyer. Sawyer between the circles. Squares off against Tim Hart. Feeds it high post quickly to Anderson. Anderson drives the right-hand side. McKittrick goes with him, and they're going to call McKittrick for a little push. So McKittrick will get his first of the night. And that's the fourth team foul for the Cavemen here in this period. 2:39 showing on the clock. One more inbounds play. Ball comes down the right-hand side. Shot goes up, and the shot went in, but I don't think it's going to count. So Bruner will pick up that foul off across the wrist. Going to the free throw line is number 10, Keenan Stewart. So he'll have two shots here. Shot is up and good. One more free throw coming for Stewart. It was 1-for-1 when we saw him in January. 2:36 on the clock. First half. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound chased down by Grants Pass. Bruner gives the ball back to DeShane. DeShane brings the ball down across the timeline. Center court. Still in the center circle. Now drives left-hand side. Back to the right-hand side. Down low to Bruner. On the wing, right-hand side. High post into Rosetta. Rosetta tries to work into the paint, left-hand side. Little fadeaway 10-footer off glass, and it's good. Rosetta's got the hot hand here. He's got 14 points here in the first half. 21-21 all. 2:10 on the clock. Here come the Tornado now into the forecourt. Coming to left-hand side. They give the ball off quickly to Stewart. Stewart back right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson out front left-hand side to Healy. Ball down low to Anderson. Puts it up and in. And I believe he was fouled. So Anderson will get his eighth point of the basketball game. Foul going to be called on Rosetta. So that'll be the first on Rosetta. And that's the sixth team foul on the Cavemen here with 1:55 to play in the second period. Bruner comes out, gets a little breather. Traylor is in. So the Cavemen have Rosetta, Traylor, Hart, McKittrick, and DeShane on the floor. So at the free throw line, number 11, Nate Anderson, first trip to the first free throw line tonight. Misses. It's off. No good. Still has 8 points. DeShane brings the ball down after Grants Pass corralled that rebound. Comes back right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor head fakes. Looks for the baseline. Feeds a bullet pass to Rosetta. Post. Rosetta comes down. Attacks the basketball down below. Spins and fades away. Four-footer will roll off. No good. Rebound taken down, though, by Healy. Healy gets the ball up quickly to Sawyer. Sawyer out front with the basketball, looks down low. McKittrick comes after him. Ball comes right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson's got room, didn't take the three, didn't even look like he wanted it. Brings the ball right back out front, hands it off to Sawyer. Sawyer way out front, right front court. Traylor comes to pick him up, back right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson left-hand side, on the drive, kicks the ball back corner left-hand side, back out front quickly to Sawyer. Sawyer on the drive, penetrates, lays one up, that's good. And Sawyer finds his first two of the basketball game. 25-21, Grants Pass down by four. Final minute of the play on the clock here. Trailer out front goes right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane with the basketball, looks down low, high post, the ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once, goes up with the shot, stripped from behind. Picked up by Curtis, flying down the right-hand side. Hart comes after him, slows him down a little bit. Defense catches up, kicks the ball to Stewart in the paint. Shot is up, off, no good. And goes to free throw line. Stewart, I'm not sure who that foul was against. We'll double check it here. McKittrick got that foul. At the free throw line, Stewart. One for two so far tonight. Deep knee bent. Shot is up. Good follow through. Rims it out. One for three. It's got 3 points tonight. McKittrick comes up. Bruner returns for the last 39 seconds. One more shot coming for Stewart. Shot is up. Good. Two for four. So the Cavemen lead at 26-20. Pardon me, the Cavemen trail at 26-21. 34 seconds on the clock. DeShane out front with the basketball. Double high post for the Cavemen here with Bruner and Rosetta. They'll break out of that right now. DeShane drives left-hand side. Looks down below as Rosetta drops low. Back out front to Hart between the circles. Drives left-hand side. Hands it back out to DeShane for three from 22. Hits off. No good. Long rebound comes way out front to Rosetta. Brings it to the right front court with 16 seconds left. Gives it right back to DeShane. So the Cavemen will look for the last shot here. Added 10 seconds, it's time to start making something happen. Shovel left-hand side to Bruner, back out front to Rosetta for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Follows up and off, no good by Bruner. Bruner gets it right back, puts it up. Off, no good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. No time on the clock. Foul called on Stewart. So Stewart will pick up his first at the free throw line as Mr. Bruner. They put 2 seconds back up on the clock. So Bruner, about an 80% free throw shooter on the season. Short season. Once again, he broke his hand late in December at a tournament in San Diego. Missed about half of the conference season. Shot is up and good. He's got five now in the basketball game. So it's 26-22. Grants Pass down by four. See if Bruner can make it to three. Shot is up. Good. He did. Baseball throw comes in at the buzzer, and that's the way the first half will end with the Cavemen trailing the Black Tornado 26-23. We'll be back with more right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken Cuban pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Order your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run it down for you with the Cavemen down by 3 at the halftime. Cavemen trailed by 5 at the end of the first period, 15-10. Actually won the second period, 13-11, to make the score what it is, 26-23 right now. Grants Pass scoring came on 8 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's 83%, and were whistled for 8 fouls compared to 5 fouls for the Tornado. Tornado scoring came on 11 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 2 of 5 from the free throw line. That's 40%. And we'll run down the individual scoring when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers, first of all, for the Black Tornado, leading by 3 here at the halftime. Coming off the bench, Dylan Sawyer, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Dylan Scott coming off the bench, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Liam Ray came off the bench, didn't figure into my scoring line, but did pick up a single infraction. As a starter, Keenan Stewart has 4 points on a field goal and 2 for 2, 2 for 4 shooting from the free throw line on a single foul. Traeger Healy, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls, didn't go to the free throw line. Curtis Eaton, 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. Tate Snyder, a 2, a 3, no ones though. So he's got 5 points and 2 fouls. And Nate Anderson leading the way for the Black Tornado with 4 field goals. Missed a free throw. He's got 8 points and 1 foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Grady McKittrick came on, picked up a couple of fouls, didn't get the ball through the hole though. Kingston Conley, lots of steals. He picks up a couple of fouls also. James Traylor hasn't figured into my scoring line, did pick up a single foul. Tim Hart came off the bench and picked up a foul. Zach Deshane, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 3 points and no fouls. Peyton Bruner, 2 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 6 points and a single foul. And the leading scorer for the basketball game is Jordan Rosetta with 5 field goals, 2 of them 3s, and 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line. He's got 14 points in the first half, plus a single foul. Well, that's the scoring as we've had it in our score sheets. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, the Cavemen, pregame interview with the coach. One thing he wanted him to see lots of buckets tonight. He's not seeing enough buckets yet. Rosetta certainly is carrying his average right now. In fact, he's almost got his average. He's averaging just over 15 points a game. He's got 14 in the first half. We're missing some scoring from Peyton Bruner, who has drawn some defensive attention, although Rosetta seems to be drawing more of it. Bruner's had 3 or 4 shots that just didn't go in from inside. We expect that he will pick that up. DeShane has come along with 3 points. He's capable of scoring more. But once again, it appears the idea is to pound the ball in down low to Rosetta and Bruner. And they've not been able to attack that yet. Looking for some extra offense. Tim Hart came in, missed a couple of shots. James Traylor, never been a big scorer. Connolly can score, but we've not seen any of that in the first half. So if head coach Jesse's looking for buckets, he's missing some right now from about four-fifths of his lineup. 26-23 the score right now, about 3 minutes left here during the halftime clock. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. 26-23 showing on the scoreboard here at halftime. Grants Pass down by three, but showing some resilience here. They were down by five earlier. That's what they trailed at the end of the first period. Got it back to within three right now. So this game's still pretty much up for grabs right now, depending on who hits the floor hot in the third and fourth period. So we'll keep you up to date. A reminder, we'll be back on the air next Tuesday night for the final regular season game for the Grants Pass Cavemen as we go into the Eugene area to face the Willamette Wolverines. Game time, I think, is scheduled for 6:45. We'll double-check that. Just keep your dial set right here, and we'll make sure that you're informed as to do what and when. Lady Cavers expecting to host a playoff basketball game on March 4th at Heater Newman Gym. Mark that one on your calendar, folks. It'll be a full gym, and Heater Newman will be rocking. Minute to go. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Classic family. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
On the old possession rule, the Cavemen will bring the ball inbounds to start the second period. And Traylor is over sending to half court, Mark, to bring the ball in. DeShane waits in the backcourt with Rosetta, Bruner, and Connolly waiting to score some points. Here come the Tornado. Looks like same starters for both sides. So, Traylor, inbounds play to DeShane in the backcourt. We're right back to action here. Period three. Caveman basketball on KAJO. Grants Pass. Ball to Rosetta at the high post left-hand side. Lobs it down low to Bruner. Bruner kicks the ball back out to Rosetta for another three. This one's just off. No good. Well, it's two for three from beyond the arc. Rebound taken down by Stewart. Back quickly, the ball comes into the hands of Snyder. Snyder up front with the basketball, drives the right-hand side, finds the lane, lays one up and in. That lane has been open all night for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So that's 7 points for Snyder. 28-23 the score, 7:23 on the clock. Ball right-hand side to Bruner in the corner. High post then to Rosetta. Rosetta back to Bruner. Bruner breaks from the top of the key, lays one up and in, and Bruner finds the range. He's got 8 in the basketball game right now. The Cavemen need to get him hot and keep him hot. 3-point game, 28-23. Grants Pass trails by that margin. Ball out front now in the hands of Snyder with the basketball. Moves off to the right-hand side. The top of the key. Will it pass down low quickly to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball. Turns, drives right-hand side. Flips the ball out to Anderson. Anderson gives the ball right back to Curtis to the free throw line. Pumps once. Kicks the ball left-hand side quickly to Healy. Healy drives, goes up with a shot. No good. Whistle stops the action. I think Traylor has just picked up another infraction. Let's see as the official comes to the sidelines. No, Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his second of the night. 28-25, 6:47 to play. Out front. Inbounds play still coming in. Lobs it way out front to Anderson. Anderson hands the ball off to Curtis. Curtis out front, left front court. Deshane comes after him, tries to tie him up at the timeline. Ball comes back left-hand side quickly. Snyder drives. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Connolly. Connolly comes back, gets a 2-on-3 break. Connolly right down the middle of the paint. Has the ball slapped away out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the inline. And a foul called on Healy. That'll be the first on Healy. So Rosetta makes the inbounds play almost uncontested to Deshane, left wing. Tries to go down low again to Rosetta. It's slapped away this time by Healy. And he'll draw that foul again. So that's two in a row for Traeger Healy. Again, Deshane going to bring the ball inbounds. He's got Traylor in the right corner, almost in front of him. And Rosetta trying to get to the right-hand side. Connolly comes down low, pumps once, gets a man up in the air. Tries to get, he's trapped in the paint, gets the ball out to Traylor. Back right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner out front to Connolly, and the cave-in reset. Connolly, a little head fake, shakes and bakes, drive, shot is up, deflected. And it's either, and I think it's Anderson, we'll see. It is, who has committed the foul. Anderson will pick up his second. And going to the free throw line, number four, Mr. Connolly. So he's a 60% free throw shooter this year. Shot is up. Front of the iron, off to the right-hand side, no good. So Connolly again toes the line. Deep knee bend. Three, four, spins the ball in his hands. One more dribble. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good. His first point of the basketball game is 1-for-2 at the charity stripe. Bring the ball down the floor right now. Number four, it's Snyder. Snyder right-hand side and gives it off to Curtis. Back out front quickly to Healy. Back left-hand side. Shot is deflected. Out of bounds. I think it's going to be tornado ball inbounds from the inline there. No, we've got a foul call. So Deshane will pick up an infraction. That's his first of the night. Second team foul on the tornado, or on the caveman. Inbounds play comes to Anderson. Almost uncontested between the circles. He flips the ball out front quickly to Snyder. Snyder puts the ball on the floor, goes left-hand side quickly to Healy. Healy with the basketball out front quickly to Curtis. Curtis right-hand side has the ball slapped away by Traylor out of bounds. Tornado will put the ball in play. A lot of time on the shot clock here. Lobbed it into the backcourt and almost stolen away by Connolly, but Burns comes back, kicks the ball right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson spins into the paint, then backs away from Rosetta's defense. Flips the ball out front quickly to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball. Working against Connolly. Drives the right-hand side. Finds the lane. Shot is up. Off and it's good for Snyder. Snyder with 9 points in the basketball game. Connolly down the right. Make that Traylor down the right-hand side for Grants Pass. Moves into the corner. Gives the ball off to Brunner. Brunner flips the ball up to Rosetta. Rosetta spins into the paint. Shot is up off glass, and it's good. And Rosetta's been a hot hand tonight. He's got 16 in the basketball game. 30-28. Grants Pass down by two. With the basketball, here comes Curtis. Gives the ball out front quickly to Stewart. Stewart, right-hand side. Quickly to Curtis in quarter right-hand side. Goes to the baseline. 15-footers on the way from there. Off, no good. And Traylor over the back of Stewart will pick up the infraction. So Traylor will pick up his third of the basketball game. So Tornado's ball inbounds from the end line, their end of the floor. Hart's going to check in. So is McKittrick. So Traylor is going to come out. McKittrick will come out and trainer. So we've got on the floor DeShane, Hart, McKittrick, Rosetta, and Bruner. Inbounds play from the end line. And it come way out front to Anderson. Anderson hands the ball off quickly to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball, drives right hand, side stops. Flips the ball right back out to Anderson. And Anderson, I think, has been called for an offensive foul. That's the call. So Anderson will pick up his third of the basketball game. And the Cavemen get the ball inbounds. Brings Coach Blankenhorn to his feet, talking to the official. He goes by. Lead pass up quickly to Bruner, right outside the three-point arc. Backs away again. Goes to Hart in the corner right-hand side. Hart wants the three, can't find anyone. High post then to Rosetta. In the paint then to Bruner. Slapped away. Picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta's bullet pass in the corner to DeShane. Came about a half a second too late because DeShane had already cut to the basket. Goes out of bounds. There's another turnover for Grant's pass. 30-28, 4:26 showing on the clock here in the third period. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly to Snyder. Snyder walks down slowly, crosses the timeline. Connolly picks him up there, pushes him off to the right-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive, back across the top of the key. Goes to the right-hand side, flips the ball into the corner and away from the ball. An elbow thrown, and this is going against Stewart. Stewart will pick up his second of the basketball game. 30-28 to score. Grant's pass still down by two. DeShane checks back into the contest. And Rosetta gets a little breather. So the Cavemen have Connolly, Bruner, DeShane, McKittrick, and Hart on the floor right now. Connolly out front between the circles. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick then to Hart. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner looks in the paint, wants to penetrate himself, goes to the free throw line, then backs away. Spins, he's got a lane, comes right back down, lays it off glass, and it's good. So a great move by Bruner, and Bruner's beginning to assert himself. He's got 10 in the contest now. Across the timeline comes the tornado attack, bounce pass down low right-hand side. Hook shot is up, off, no good. I think they're going to call McKittrick, and McKittrick's frustrated. So McKittrick will pick up his third of the basketball game. Going to the free throw line is Liam Ray. And Ray bounces the ball a couple of times. Sits down, shot is up, and good. So that's Ray's first points of the basketball game. One more shot coming. 3:37 left to play here in the third. Once again, it is 31-30. Grants Pass down by one. One more shot here coming for the young Tornado player. Shot is up, and good. So Ray is 2-for-2 from the charity stripe, and it's 32-30. Grants Pass down by two. Connolly with the basketball, bring the ball down the floor. Crosses the timeline, drives left-hand side, gives the ball up to DeShane on the wing. Out front, top of the key to Rosetta, right-hand side to Hart. Hart looks down low, back out front to Rosetta for three, and it's good. So Rosetta finds the range. He's got a three, and Grants Pass leads by one, 33-32. 3:15 on the clock, third period. Ball comes down the court in the hands of Snyder. Snyder, right-hand side, flips the ball out front quickly and drives, elevates, shot is up, and it's good for Healy. And Healy gets his second field goal of the night. He's got five in the basketball game. Had the Cavemen trail by one, 34-33. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bruner. Attacks along the baseline. Kicks the ball down to Rosetta. Rosetta puts it up, off, gets it back. Right. Again, he goes up. Twice it rolls off. Can't get the ball up and down from inside. Down the fly. Snyder on the right-hand side has the ball slapped away, picked up by Hart. Hart protects the basketball through traffic, crosses the timeline, bullet pass right-hand side to Bruner. Cross-court left-hand side to DeShane for three. He gets to the corner, and he hits a three. That's two threes in a row for DeShane. And DeShane now with 8-9 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen up by 236-34. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. 36-34, Grants Pass by two. here in the third period. Once again, 2:32 to play. And when play is resumed, it's going to be tornado ball inbounds in the backcourt. And walking the ball down, Snyder. Takes Snyder across the timeline. Conley picks him up. Ball comes right-hand side quickly to Stewart. Stewart drives, penetrate. No, doesn't penetrate. Flips the ball out front again to Scott. Scott with the basketball, top of the key. A little shaking at Bacon. Gives the ball left-hand side quickly to Curtis. He drives. Shot is up off glass, and it's no good. Rebound taken down by Bruner. Outlet comes to DeShane. DeShane slides down the right-hand side. Looks inside. Comes top of the key. Right-hand side to Connelly. Back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side in the corner to Bruner. Bruner with the basketball looking down low for Rosetta. Finds him at the high post. Hands the ball off to Bruner. Bruner penetrates right-hand side. Tries to back down. Spins and fires from 10 feet. It's off. No good. Missed everything. Right into the hands of Healy, though, for the tornado. Long pass down the right-hand side. And the man, offensive foul called on. Was that Scott, I believe? So Scott will pick up his first of the night. 1:46 on the clock, and it's still a two-point game, but Grants Pass leads by 2, 36-34. Connelly comes out. McKittrick stays in. We've got Bruner back in on the floor. Hart and Bruner. So Bruner gets the ball in to DeShane. DeShane up quickly to McKittrick, left-hand side. McKittrick in high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks left and right. He'll come down, spins back to left-hand side. Shot is up off. No good. Deflected. Long pass down the right-hand side. Taken away by Hart. Hart flips the ball up to Bruner, right-hand side, and the Cavemen come back looking for more to DeShane. DeShane, 10-footer, right-hand side, won't shoot. Gives the ball out to Hart for three. Top of the key up, the front of the iron off, no good. Followed by Bruner is up and no good, but McKittrick puts it back up and in. So McKittrick gets his first field goal of the night. The Cavemen up by 4, 38-34. So Snyder with the basketball gives it off to Scott. Scott, free throw line, spins down the paint, kicks the ball back outside to Ray. Ray goes up with a shot, and this time the foul is going against Rosetta, I believe, moving into the man as he's coming down. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his second of the night. Going to the free throw line, number one is Liam Ray. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That's his only point so far tonight. 1 minute exactly left on the clock here in the third period. It's Caveman Basketball on KAJO. Grant's pass shot is up and good for Mr. Ray. So he is 3 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. 3 points in the basketball game, and it's a three-point game, 38-35. Rosetta getting a little breather right now for Grant's pass. We've got Hart, McKittrick, Traylor, and Bruner on the floor along with DeShane. Shot is up and good. So Ray 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And the backcourt, Mr. DeShane with the basketball for the Grants Pass Cayman. Coming down on his traveling blues. Drives the left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Looks down the paint. Alley-oop down low to Bruner. Bruner kicks the ball right-hand side to McKittrick for three. And it's off. No good. Right into the hands of, I believe that's number five. That's Healy bringing the ball down. Lead pass up quickly to Liam. Out shot. Gives the ball left-hand side to Sawyer. Sawyer with the basketball, top of the key. Bounce pass, drives down the left-hand side, elevates. Little hook shot up, and it's good. Works it inside. He's got 4 points in the contest, and we're tied at 38. 20 seconds left to play here in the third period. Rosetta, right-hand side, gives the ball up to McKittrick. Right-hand side, then to Traylor. Traylor to DeShane. DeShane, right front court, looking at 9 seconds on the clock here. Got clocked off. DeShane comes across the top of the key. The free throw line, kicks it right back to Bruner for three. Hits the iron, and it's good. And at the buzzer, DeShane hits a three, and Grants Pass takes a 41-38 lead into the fourth period. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger's over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will restore your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
And folks, if you're looking for a late supper, might we suggest Abby's Pizza in Grants Pass? Give them a call. They'll get that out to you real, real quickly. As a matter of fourth quarter, brought to you by our good friends at Abby's, 476-2133. We'll get that pizza on its way to you. Stop by the Williams Highway. They've just finished their renovation out there. I understand. I've not been in. I will go this week, I promise you. And get a look at their history wall out there. I understand it's outstanding at the new renovated, remodeled Abby's Pizza on the Williams Highway. The play is resumed to start the fourth quarter here. It will be Black Tornado basketball inbounds from the half-court mark. Thrown into the backcourt quickly to Mr. Scott. Scott coming down facing Mr. Right-hand side to Ray. Back left-hand side to Anderson. Out front between the circles. Back right-hand side. Shot from Healy for three. This one is in and out. Won't go. High for the rebound. Comes out of bounds off of Bruner. So it's going to be Tornado ball inbounds from the end line. Their end of the floor. Grants Pass won the third period, 18-12. So, lead pass coming in left-hand side to Anderson. Flipped away, but picked up by Scott. Scott spins, comes down the paint, kicks the ball out front quickly to Healy. Healy back out front quickly to Sawyer. Sawyer with the basketball, left-hand side. Flips the ball out front quickly to Anderson. Anderson hands them all off to Scott. Scott out front between the circles, working against DeShane. DeShane drives the right-hand side. Looks down low, comes back up front, top of the key, backs away. Little head fake, tries to penetrate, spins away, fade away from the free throw line, and it's good. So Scott gets his fourth point of the basketball game. 41-40, Grants Pass by a point. 7 minutes to play. Out front, loose basketball, lost by Brunner. Picked up on the right-hand side, bounce pass down low by Liam. Lays it up and in. So that Ray getting his first 2 points of the basketball game. And it's a 42-41 contest. Grants Pass down by one. Ball in the hands of Healy. Healy comes across the timeline, right front court. Moves off to the left-hand side. Top little head fakes, and we've got a timeout call. Timeout call by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Look at the scoreboard. Cavemen down by one, 42-41. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. As we take the floor, the Cavemen are now down by one, 42-41, 6:42 to play here in Medford, taking on the Black Tornado tonight. Inbounds play coming from DeShane into the backcourt to Conley. Conley walks it across the timeline. Gets what appears to be a loose man-to-man defense right now to the right-hand side. Conley back left-hand side to DeShane, way out on the wing. In the corner, left to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low, can't get to a man inside right now. Drives himself all the way, comes down the paint, kicks it into the corner to Hart for three. Hits the back of the iron. It's up and good for Hart. So Hart finds a three. His first points of the basketball game. The Cavemen back up by two, 42-44. Cavemen up by two. Ball out front, the hands of Scott. Ball comes right-hand side to Liam. Drive shot is up, off glass, no good. Followed, though, by Anderson is up and good, and Anderson finds his 10th point of the basketball game. We're tied at 44. 6 minutes to play. Oh, this one will go right to the wire, folks. Ball down to the right-hand side. This is DeShane with the basketball. Comes out front to Conley. Conley slides the left-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, tries to get somebody in the paint. Bullet pass out front, high post into Rosetta. Rosetta directs traffic, hands the ball back to Bruner. Bruner in the paint, shovels down low to Conley. Conley missed the layup and a whistle underneath. Conley will be going to the free throw line and the foul called on Sawyer. So Sawyer will pick up his infraction of the basketball game, his first. At the free throw line, Mr. Conley. Conley 1-for-2 tonight, hit 60% of his free throw, so he's due to hit at least, how about two of these? Shot is up and good for Conley. So Conley 2-for-3 in the basketball game, has 2 points. Right, 13 points for Bruner, 15 points for Rosetta. Conley trying to add to that total at the free throw line once again. One more shot coming for the young man. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Rattle it three times and dropped through. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Tornado back on the attack quickly. Ball in the hands of Sawyer. Sawyer out front with a basketball, top of the key. And Conley reached in, a little ticky-tack foul. So Conley will pick up his third. So on the floor for Grant's Pass, we've got Bruner, Hart, Conley, DeShane, and Rosetta. Trailer checks back in. Conley gets a little breather. So Bruner and Rosetta posted down low. Hart and DeShane out front. Trailer trying to stop the inbounds play, but it goes out front quickly to Scott. Scott in the center circle being bothered by DeShane. DeShane can really bother a guy out there. Comes to the left-hand side. They can't pick him off. Turns, drives, tries to get back in the paint. Can't do it. Hands the ball off, and the ball is lost out of bounds. They turned over by the Tornado. Grant's Pass gets the ball back. Trailer's in the backcourt to make the inbounds play. And he's got DeShane with him. DeShane turns, walks the ball down. Caveman up by 2, 46-44, and with the basketball here in the final period. Ball comes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Hart with the basketball, high post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins, comes to the free throw line. Pumps once, looks for help, down low. And foul called. This will go against the Tornado. It's going against Sawyer, so Sawyer will pick up his second. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 2-for-2 so far tonight. Once again, 16 points in the basketball game. Looking for more. All right, three dribbles, one more. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Rims and out. Oh, shucks. 2-of-3 from the free throw line. Rosetta hit 60%. Actually, it should be more than that, I'm sure. Check that, 69%. I think it was 6-for-6 last game. Shot is up. That one's good. So Rosetta 3-for-4 for the basketball game. 17 points in the contest. Ball comes down the floor. Timeout taken by head coach Blankenhorn. A look at the scoreboard with 4:58 to play. The Cavemen up by 3 here late. 47-44. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 47-44, Grants Pass by 3. And looking to hold on to that for the rest of this contest here. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air a week. Well, next Tuesday, as a matter of fact, from Willamette University. Willamette University, God, I wish. From Willamette High School in the Eugene area. So I hope you'll join us for those. Tornado waits for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Here come the Cavemen down from their huddle. 4:58 to play. 3-point lead for Grants Pass. This one's up for grabs right now, folks. Cavemen trying to add to that lead, but defensively right now, they'll be challenged. Sawyer will make the inbounds play. So Sawyer looks for someone to break free into the backcourt, and Scott does. Bothered by DeShane all the way. Scott into the forecourt, left-hand side. Gets a little pickup front, moves off to the right-hand side, looks for a seam down there, goes to the baseline, kicks the ball in the paint, quickly to Liam, spin, shot is up off glass, won't go, rebound controlled by Hart, protects the basketball, hands it right back to Rosetta, Rosetta up to DeShane, and DeShane comes down the timeline, goes up left-right court, DeShane in the corner, left-hand side to Bruner, Bruner head fakes, looks down low, wants to attack, tries to move in, looks for Rosetta at the low post, can't get it to him, out front to Traylor, right-hand side to Hart. Hart back out front to Bruner. Bruner top of the key. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta has the ball almost taken out of his hands, but a foul going to be called on Sawyer. That'll be the third on Sawyer, all in this period. 4:18 left on the clock. Three-point lead by the Cavemen. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from Rosetta. Left-hand side in the corner to Traylor. Back down low to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, has room, lays one up and in, and Rosetta has had the hand tonight. He's got 19 in the contest. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes quickly to Scott. Scott comes across the timeline, right at the center. Moves off to the left-hand side. Looks for a seam, can't find one. Cut off by Rosetta. Moves off to the right-hand side, stops the free throw line, kicks the ball right-hand side. Shot is up for Healy, and it's in and out. Will go. Rebound Hart for Grant's pass. Hands the ball off to DeShane, and the Cavemen come down leading by 5, 49-44. 3:44 on the clock. DeShane across the timeline. Goes left-hand side to Bruner. Then on the corner, left-hand side to Hart. Hart holds the basketball, flips a high post to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Bruner. Hard to the glass, it's up and down, and it's good for Bruner, who's really beginning to assert himself right now. 15 points in the contest. Lead pass comes up right-hand side, and Traylor called for a foul right away. Tried to take the ball out of Curtis's hands. So Traylor will pick up his fourth of the night. So on the floor, we've got DeShane, Connolly, Hart, Rosetta, and Bruner. 44-51. Grants Pass with a lead right now. Inbounds play. Comes out front quickly to Scott between the circles. Moves left to the top of the key. Tries the right-hand side looking for a space. Puts one up off glass. It's good for Scott. So Scott gets his sixth point of the basketball game. Had the Cavemen lead cut to 51-46. In the backcourt, DeShane walks it down for Grants Pass. 3 minutes showing on the clock right now. Crosses the timeline right front court. Drives the right-hand side. Stops. Gives the ball off left-hand side to Hart. Corner left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, puts the ball on the floor, lobs it down low to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball, comes back in, hard to the glass, is checked from behind. It'll be Grants Pass ball, inbounds from the sideline. I'm not sure a foul was called. No. So DeShane will make the inbounds play, and the Cavemen put Bruner at the free throw line, low post for Rosetta. Ball way out front, though, to Hart between the circles, left-hand side to DeShane. Elevates for a 15-footer off, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Rosetta. It'll be Tornado basketball. Check that. It was Bruner. Tornado ball inbounds in the backcourt. Comes quickly to Scott from Anderson. Crosses the timeline right front court. Crosses the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Healy. Healy with the basketball. Gives it off to Scott. Scott out front with the basketball. Left front court working against Hart. Comes off to the right-hand side. Outside the three-point arc, wants to drive to the right-hand side, shovels down low quickly to Curtis. Curtis with a basketball, comes back out on the wing, left-hand side, almost loses it, goes back left-hand side to Scott for three, and it's off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Rosetta. Double team, bounce pass right-hand side to Connolly as Rosetta goes to the floor. He's up and all right. DeShane in the backcourt. Little shaking and bake, gives the ball up to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Bruner. Corner left-hand side, back out front to DeShane. And timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Look at the scoreboard with 2 minutes left to play. The Cavemen lead the Tornado 51-46. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Cavemen leading 51-46 here in Medford against the Black Tornado tonight. Last 2 minutes. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. They go to Brunner, left-hand side in the corner. Drives across, brings the ball way out front, gives it up to Hart between the circles. Hart moves left-hand side, shovels the ball off to Deshane. Deshane out front. Wants to attack, comes to the left-hand side. Hart, Deshane always wants to attack. Goes to the right-hand side, kicks it back left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta fadeaway, three-pointer off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Stewart. Stewart gives the ball back quickly to Snyder. Snyder across the timeline, right-hand side, gives it up to Curtis. Curtis, left-hand side to Healy. Healy with the basketball, lobs it right-hand side to Curtis. Backs out behind the three to Anderson, right-hand side on the wing. And they're going to call a blocking foul. Called on Rosetta, who was behind the guy. So, pardon me, did I say Rosetta? Deshane. They look so much alike, you know, 5'9 to 6'5. Deshane plays that tall, though. Ball out front quickly into the hands of Healy. Healy with the basketball, hands it off quickly, though, to Curtis. Curtis out front goes left hand side to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball, top of the key to Anderson, back to Snyder, right-hand side, wants to drive, gets in the paint, goes up with the shot. That is checked by Brunner. This basketball rolls out, is picked up and protected by Hart. Shovels right back to Deshane. Deshane in the backcourt, up 51-46. Ball comes across the timeline to Connolly. Connolly, ball on the floor, wants back out to Deshane. Deshane double-teamed and is fouled, I believe, probably by Curtis. That's the call. First on Curtis for all the time that he's been on the floor. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Connolly will make the play. And Deshane goes into the backcourt, gets the ball quickly, drives into the forecourt right-hand side, kicks the ball right-hand side to Brunner. Had a foul called again. This one on number four, Snyder. Snyder will get his third of the basketball game. And Deshane going to the free throw line. 50.6 seconds left here. Deshane at the free throw line and the Cavemen leading 51-46. Shot is up. Off the back there. No good. One of three for Deshane tonight. Adjusting players on the floor right now. And now Deshane has the basketball again. On two, dribbles, spins the ball, shot is up, good. So Deshane gets 2 of 4, and it's 52-46 right now. On the fly, down the left-hand side, Snyder with the basketball. Gives it up to Healy, left-hand side, and Healy finds two. And timeout on the floor, called by the Black Tornado with 42 seconds left. It's 52-48. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. 52-48 to score right now. That's a four-point lead. 42 seconds left. Play is resumed. I believe it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. And, of course, it's going to be against full court pressure here. So Deshane has the basketball behind the end line, and it's man-to-man, belly-to-belly stuff right now. Inbounds play comes to Rosetta. Back over to Deshane. Deshane in the backcourt and fouled almost immediately by Curtis. So Curtis will pick up his second of the basketball game, and Deshane will come down and get a couple of shots. So he'll have a chance to rectify his two for four shooting for an 88% free throw shooter coming into the game. 38.2 seconds left. Cavemen really need these two shots. Crowd quiet here. Shot is up and good. So DeShane now 3 of 5 from the free throw line. That's his 11th point of the basketball game. So the Cavemen have 3 men in double figures. One more shot coming for DeShane. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Curtis on the attack down the left-hand side. Shot is up and shovels left-hand side to Conley. Conley holds the basketball. 29 seconds left on the clock. And he was fouled almost immediately by Snyder. So Snyder will pick up his 4th of the basketball game. And Conley will go to the free throw line. Once again, a 60% free throw shooter coming into tonight's contest. He's 3 for 4 tonight, though. One more shot or two more shots coming for him. Shot is up and bounces twice and then rolls through. So Conley now 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Head coach Jesse up directing traffic between Rosetta and DeShane way in the backcourt. Second shot up and it's good for Conley. So Conley 5 of 6 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points tonight. Quickly on the drive down the right hand side. It's Scott. Goes all the way. Lays one up. That is good. So, Scott, I don't think anybody was just going to get in his way. He's got 8 points, 22.2 seconds, a 5-point lead for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, we've got a timeout on the floor, and we'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Wipeout hunger's over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will restore your vehicle, but take care of you.
Timeout clock has expired, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 22.2 seconds left in this contest with the Cavemen leading the Black Tornado here in Medford, 55-50. Play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds in the inline. DeShane will make the play. And, of course, once again, it's against full court pressure. And they're going to lob it in to Rosetta. Rosetta protects the basketball immediately, lobs it back over to DeShane. 18 seconds, and he's fouled almost immediately by Curtis. Curtis will pick up his 3rd of the basketball game and will put DeShane back on the free throw line. DeShane 3 of 6 from the free throw line. I'm sure he's embarrassed with that. But as long as he just keeps hitting 1 out of 2 and he gets lots of 2s. So one more for DeShane. Shot is up and good. So DeShane now 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Make that 4 of 7, pardon me. And a 6-point lead for Grants Pass with 17 seconds left. One more shot for DeShane. That'll make it a 7-point lead. That's big. One more shot for DeShane. Deep knee bend shot is up. Good fellow threw off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound on flying down the right-hand side. Snyder with the basketball. Elevate. Shot is up. Off glass. No good. Foul call, though, before the shot. And that's going to go against... So Bruner will pick up the infraction. Inbounds play coming from the sidelines. And Snyder for 3. No good. Rebound cleared by Bruner and 5.3 seconds. Did he foul him? I believe he did. So Bruner will go to the free throw line. Scott with the foul. That'll be his 2nd. Bruner goes to the free throw line with 5.3 seconds. Big win for Grants Pass tonight. So Bruner stands in. He's 2 for 2 so far tonight. About an 80% free throw shooter on the season. Hits the front of the iron and off. So one more shot. Shot is up and good. 3 of 4 for Mr. Bruner. Down the left-hand side, 2-1. Final score, Grants Pass, 57-50 over the Black Tornado. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Kate Madden timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Joel Jesse said he would try to make it up here at the end of the game. There's a big celebration going on, of course, in the Caveman locker room right now, and it's quite a trek up to get to the press box where we're at. There's some doors in the way. If he can make it, great. We'd love to have him. In the meantime, let's talk about what is happening right now, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. Grants Pass wins 57-50. Grants Pass trailed at the end of the first period, 15-10, won the second period. 13-11 to make it to 26-23, still down by three. At the end of three, led 41-38, winning that period 18-12, and winning the fourth period to 57-50, the final score. Grants Pass scoring came on 18 field goals, 5 3-pointers. Grants Pass 15-22 from the free throw line, were whistled for 17 fouls compared to 20 fouls for the Tornado. Tornado scoring came on 21 field goals, 2 3-pointers. They were 6 of 9 from the free throw line. We'll talk about some individual numbers when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airman and Conservation Specialist.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, for the North Medford Black Tornado, Nate Anderson, 5 field goals, missed a free throw, 10 points, and 3 fouls. Tate Snyder had 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, had 9 points, and 4 fouls. Easton Curtis, 1 2-point field goal and 3 fouls. Traeger Healy had 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 7 points tonight and 2 fouls. Keenan Stewart, 1 2-point field goal, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 4 points and 2 fouls. Liam Ray had 1 2-point field goal, hit 4 free throws. He had 6 points and a single foul. Dylan Scott, 4 field goals, 8 points and 2 fouls. And another Dylan, spelled differently, Sawyer, 2 field goals, 4 points and 3 fouls. And for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Grady McKittrick got some minutes, picked up one two-point field goal and two fouls. Kingston Connolly had five free throws, missed one. 5 of 6 there, 5 points tonight and 3 fouls. Jameis Traylor didn't score, but did pick up 4 fouls tonight. Tim Part, one 3-point field goal and a single foul. He had some big rebounds and some big retrieves for loose balls on the floor, fighting hard for those. Tip of the hat, Tim. Zach Deshane, 3 field goals, 2 of them 3s, and was 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Gives him 12 points and 2 fouls. Peyton Brunner had 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was 3 for 4 from the free throw line, had 16 points tonight and 2 fouls. And Jordan Rosetta had 2, 4, 6, 7 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 19 points and a single foul. That's tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Indoor Airman, where you find a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5. Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Jesse has finally found his way up here.
Oh my gosh, it was a nightmare of a zoo, let me tell you.
It's a significant climb up here through the wrestling room and up the stairs and over the catwalk.
And the door was locked, so it's like I thought I was on the right track, but I wasn't.
All right, let's get that. There you go. There. Okay, there you go. All right. Congratulations, Coach. Pretty big win.
Yeah, pretty big win. Boys came through at the very, very end. Super proud of their grit this evening and following the game plan of, you know, just understanding what they're supposed to do with each player on the North Medford team and what we're trying to do with each individual. We kept it in the game. We kept it really close because we weren't rotating the way that we talked about. But they finally figured it out and got some crucial stops in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, there you go. Held this Black Tornado team to 50 points. That's a feather in your defensive cap.
Yeah, you know, we like to be at 45, but we also know this is a boys' basketball game, but we're pretty happy with 50 points.
All right. Rosetta looked like the man who carried it early here. He was stepping out, hitting the three, and going back inside and getting some balls to fall inside.
Yeah, he was up for the challenge this evening. I told him he's going to get fouled tonight, and they're not going to call it, so mentally he was ready to go, and he did a phenomenal job this evening.
Yeah, Bruner struggled in the first half, but came on in the second half to help out.
Yeah, 100%. You know, P carried us second half. Jordan, our two best players, are, you know, taking us to where we need to. Zach did a great job at controlling tempo and not turning the ball over. And our role players did a great job tonight, too. Kingston, Grady, Tim. Tim Hart played some big minutes towards the end. And we entrusted him with the defensive assignments, which is where he usually struggles. But he did a really good job tonight.
He came up with some big rebounds and some retrieves loose basketball there, picking them up and protecting them. Nobody could take it away from him.
Yes, sir.
All right, and let's see, Deshane, 12 points tonight, and of course he had his normal defensive game, and his floor leadership was just incredible tonight.
Yeah, he told Coach Pat and I that we're not losing tonight, so he, you know, kudos to Zach and his mentality and his leadership, and did the things that he needed to do to get things going. So you said it right. He had big-time leadership tonight, Chuck.
Now, he's about a 90% free-throw shooter on the season coming in tonight.
We struggled with some of those.
Hit 4 of 8.
We struggled with the free-throw line tonight. I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but we have a lot of, you know, we play 5 players, heavy minutes, and their legs are tired because of the way that we play defense. So kudos to them. They can usually make an adjustment. They miss one, and, you know, listening to me, Pat, or Nate, and they do a good job. At least we didn't go 0 for 2. Most of the time, we didn't go 2 for 2. We went 1 for 2. So,
all right. Willamette's next. They got a little time for them.
Yep.
What's the plan for the guys?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. We'll probably take a day off, let them decompress a little bit. Since we have some time, you know, it's Willamette senior night. So, you know, emotional night for them and their seniors and stuff like that. So it'll be a long night for us. And we'll just have to keep our boys mentally strong and making sure that we're making practice high and intense so that they keep their conditioning and ready to go. And so that's our goal, is to make sure that we keep them in shape and keep them sharp and in tune. You know, playing Willamette. Willamette, they've got a four-star football player that if he decides to all of a sudden want to win it for the seniors, I mean, he could be a handful. So we'll have to make sure that we're doing a good job at making sure that we don't let him beat us, and then making sure that we stay focused and go into the game with the right mentality, and making sure that we just don't overlook them.
The right mentality, probably key in this game, because the guy's got to be sky high right now. It would be easy for them to come down against Willamette.
Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, there's some things that obviously have to happen for us to get, you know, that third place spot. But, you know, we take care of Willamette. I think we're looking pretty good in the playoff standings. I don't know, but as long as we do our job and win the games, we'll see what happens. You know, we'll hope that the dominoes fall in our favor. It hasn't in the past 3-4 years. The dominoes and our SOPs fell against us. So hopefully this year for Zach and Tim and Peyton, that their season can be prolonged if we take care of Willamette and do a good job.
All right, second half of the conference season. Good job, Coach. We appreciate that.
Peyton Bruner makes a big difference, Chuck.
There it is. Head Coach Joel Jesse. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for to name the player of the game, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And golly, when you've got a Bruner there with 16 points and a Rosetta there with 19 points and Deshane with his defensive and offensive games and contributing 12, who are you going to choose? It would be easy enough to say let's split it three ways and put that out, but right now, we've got to make a decision. So we did. And just because Zach Deshane is the floor leader out there, the general, and he went to the coach, said, listen, we're not going to lose tonight. Zach Deshane, our player of the game, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we'll be back with more right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. We're going to ramp things up here. We want to remind you that next Tuesday we'll be on the road live from Eugene for the Willamette Grants Pass Contest, final regular season contest of the game. Right now, all we remains to be seen is where the Grants Pass Cavemen fall in terms of statewide rankings to get into the playoffs. That's where we stand. Well, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control. Executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen 57, the Black Tornado 50. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible, and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.